Gilnutter Frank Woods says his herring harvest this spring was about average, but the season came with a few surprises.
The fish came in ripe and were spawning as they came in, and the age class composition was mixed before they even hit the shore.
Some fish usually spawn as they enter the district, but Woods says normally many spawn only after they reach warmer waters closer to shore. He says Saner's reported that mixed age classes made targeting bigger fish difficult. He started fishing about a week after the opener. By then, the fish were smaller.
We started out with 3-inch gear, which was trying to target the 350 or 300-gram fish. We got a bunch, but it soon died out after the 5th and 6th day. It was pretty much over. All the fish had moved offshore.
The total allowable harvest this season was 47,300 tons. Area management biologist Tim Sands says that Togiak herring are thriving.
We feel really confident that we have a strong, healthy population of herring, good spawn. I've seen pictures on Facebook of people getting spawn on kelp that looked really good.
By mid-May, the gear wasn't catching smaller fish. Sands says that was expected.
We have this really big cohort of 5-year-olds, which are smaller. So there are so many of them, like literally a billion of them, that they're driving the average size of all the fish down. There's still big fish out there, but there's just so many small fish that the big fish are kind of lost in the masses.
This spring, two processors bought Togiak herring. Because of low fishery participation, the harvest information is confidential. In recent years, the market for herring declined. The fish are still targeted for their roe, but selling herring as bait or food also has potential. And for fishermen like Woods, fishing in the spring allows him to test his boat and crew ahead of the salmon season.
It's a tough sell, you know. I do it because I love it, but the economic value is way down.
He says what the price will be is uncertain. He thinks the Sitka herring fishery, which opened this spring for the first time in 2 years, flooded this year's market. Beyond the cash value of the fishery, it's an opportunity to practice subsistence.
We'll pick clams, a herring roe, go seal hunting, and add some herring to his family's freezers and freeze a bunch of roe. Do subsistence activities where opportunities like that are hard to actually get over there.
Wood says fishing for herring is a way to keep the gillnet quota in Togiak, and he hopes that in the future, a market for herring will benefit local fishermen. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.